Far from the woods, there lived a little chipmunk and a grandmother snowshoe rabbit. Chipmunk was too small to hunt, so she walked through the woods and picked berries. Her grandmother was afraid to let Chipmunk go alone, but there was no other way, because her grandmother could hardly use her legs anymore. Her grandmother told her, "Take the basket and pick 12 berries. Do not eat any until we have thanked the Great Spirit who has sent us the berries." So off Chipmunk went. It was not long until she found a bush just loaded with ripe berries. She carefully picked 12 juicy-looking berries. She was so anxious to pick the berries that some of them fell to the ground. When she put her hand down to search for the berries under the brush, her arm was smeared with berry juice. The temptation was too great, and she began licking her arm. And Chipmunk's mouth watered. How sweet and juicy they are. I will eat some more. My grandmother will never know. She then climbed up onto the bush and started eating all the berries she could hold. While she was in the bush eating berries, Chipmunk heard steps on the ground below. She looked down. Standing under the bush was one of the four owl sisters. A big basket was on Owl's back, and in the basket were many little people the owl had stolen. The owl sisters would travel from camp to camp stealing little ones. Whenever they got hungry, they ate one or two of them. Chipmunk was frightened, but she knew that Owl could not reach her. Owl said, "Your father wants you." Chipmunk answered, "I have no father. He died long ago." Owl thought for a moment. Then she said, "Your mother wants you. She wants you to come home." "My mother died many snows ago," Chipmunk replied. Owl thought for a moment. "Your grandmother wants you at home right away." Chipmunk could believe that. She was silent for a little while, and then she said, "I will not come down unless you hide your eyes." Owl replied, "All right, I will hide my eyes. See, I have them covered." And Owl covered her face with her hands, but all the time she was peeking through her claw fingers. Chipmunk really thought that Owl's eyes were covered, but she wasn't taking any chances of being fooled. Instead of dropping to the ground, she jumped from the top of the bush. She jumped over Owl's head, and as she went sailing over, Owl lifted her hand to grab her, but she only scratched Chipmunk with three of her fingers, making long stripes down Chipmunk's back. But the little girl got away. Since that time, the chipmunks have carried the marks of Owl's claws. Chipmunk ran and ran, and Owl followed as fast as she could, but her basket was very heavy. When Chipmunk reached home, all she could say was, "Hide me, Owl is chasing me." Snowshoe Rabbit didn't know what to do. Then she heard a voice. It came from a tree. It was the voice of Meadowlark, who was singing, hide her in the basket." Quickly, Grandmother put Chipmunk in the basket, and knowing Meadowlark was a gossip and a tattler, she took off her necklace of white polished bones and threw it to the singer. She hoped that the present would please Meadowlark and keep her from telling where Chipmunk was hidden. Meadowlark put on the necklace and flew away. Soon Owl came along, saying, "Where is the child I am hunting?" Grandmother pretended that she had not seen Chipmunk. Owl began to look around. Her eyes looked everywhere. At last she turned to leave, but Meadowlark flew back to the tree near the teepee. Meadowlark sang, "I will tell you if you pay me, I will tell you if you pay me, where she is, where she is." Owl hurried outside and threw a bright vest to the tattler, who put it on and sang, "In the basket, take her out, in the basket, take her out." Then Meadowlark flew away. The necklace and the vest she received for tattling she wears to this day. Owl pushed the grandmother aside and snatched Chipmunk out of the basket. "Little ones are the best," she said. Owl went away and put Chipmunk in her basket. In a little while, the weeping grandmother heard a familiar voice. Meadowlark was singing again from the tree. Her song was, "Coyote knows, Coyote knows." Owl had not walked far when she met Coyote. "Owl, I like to eat little ones too. Let us travel together and we will have better luck finding them." Owl was pleased. She thought that the two of them traveling together and helping each other would be stronger than all the monsters in the world. Pretty soon, Coyote said, "I am getting hungry. Here is a good place to make a fire. Let us stop here and roast those you are carrying in the basket." Owl was hungry too. She set her basket on the ground. Coyote asked her to let the small people out so they could do the work of gathering wood for the fire. Coyote bossed them around, talking in a cruel way. That was for Owl's ears. But to each little one he whispered, "Get the wood that has the most pitch. Do that if you wish to return to your people." Coyote's words made the small people work hard. Soon there was a roaring fire. "This is to be an important feast," Coyote told Owl. "You should paint your face. Paint it with charcoal and rub it with pitch. The pitch will make the charcoal stay on. Your arms should be painted the same way." Coyote's attention flattered Owl. She let him help her to prepare for the feast. She painted her arms with charcoal and then smeared them with pitch, and she painted her face the same way. "Now let us roast them," Owl said eagerly. Coyote shook his head and said, "No, not yet. Wait until the wood burns to red coals. That pitch smoke would spoil the taste. But we can do something while we are waiting. We can dance. While we are having a good time, the little people can gather roasting sticks." Coyote told the little ones to hurry and gather roasting sticks, and he and Owl began to dance. They danced and danced. Owl grew tired. She wanted to stop. Coyote urged, "Do not stop so soon. You are a good dancer. I like to see you dance." Owl danced harder and harder until she staggered. Then, as if in play, Coyote shoved her and she fell. Coyote laughed and Owl laughed and she got up and danced again. Coyote danced beside her, and when she got close to the fire, he pushed her right into the flames. He called the little ones and they pinned her down with roasting sticks. Coyote said, "You must cover her up and go quickly because Owl has three sisters and they will come looking for her. You will have to hide. I will wait for them to come here." The three sisters followed Owl's tracks to Coyote's camp, but they did not see him watching them. They found the place where the big fire had been. They dug around until one sister said, "Our oldest sister left something here. She cooked it and left it for us to eat." While they were eating, they found their sister's claw. The youngest owl's eyes grew big. "Ooh, we have done something bad. We have eaten our own sister. This claw is her finger." They stopped eating and started to weep. They cried and cried until tears would come no more. They went down to the spring to drink. Coyote called with power. And when their faces touched the water, their teeth fell out and changed into little ducks. And their eyes popped out and landed in a tree and became the harmless owl of today. This change was Coyote's wish.